Oh man, how good do I feel? I feel real good today. I've got this feeling of ecstasy. I'm enjoying life right now. Not that I don't all the time, but I'm enjoying life real good right now. All right, let's get down to this. Hey, I just finished watching Star Trek, the last one of this season, Star Trek Discovery. Man, I didn't like it when it first came out, when they started showing the first few, but boy, did it heat up. And that last one, I didn't even know it was the last one till I texted a friend of mine and he said, yeah, sad, won't see it now till January. I'm crying. It is sad. Yeah, it really did get good this week. And if you're into Star Trek, you got to check it out, man. The last series, it was so good. Anyway, let's get into this show. Hey, I was teaching the other day at Riverside. I always talk about Riverside because I like it there. It's a nice center. Anyway, I was talking to one of the girls and we happened to be discussing one of the personal trainers that used to work there. And it was a conversation that was about guys dating Eastern European girls. I said, yeah, he dating an Eastern European girl. And then Sarah said, yeah, he was punching well below his weight there because that girl was ugly. And I tell you what, when another girl tells you that a girl is ugly, you better believe that girl's ugly. Because girls are usually kinder than men. They're usually nicer than guys. Guys always tell each other they're ugly all the time and say, yeah, look at that ugly guy going down there. But girls never do it. Girls always compliment other girls. But when a girl tells you that, hey, you know what? That girl was real ugly. You better believe that girl was pretty bad. So yeah, I took her word for that. Anyway, let's move on with this show. I just thought I wanted to share that with you because it kind of tickled me. Today I'm going to talk about bogus kickboxers. That's the title of the show, bogus kickboxers. But I'm going to delve deep into some, just differentiate between kickboxers, boxers, and some other different martial arts styles out there. I want to clarify a few things because y'all hear me talking about the ethos of the martial arts. And what does the ethos of the martial arts mean? The ethos is a standard, a set way, generally a good way of doing stuff. For instance, we would say, if you said you've got the ethos of a general major, you know that person's quite orderly and quite disciplined in their person, in themselves. When you use that phrase, the ethos of the martial arts, the picture I conjure up is one of discipline, one of self-awareness. We spoke about self-awareness last week. Control, being at harmony, at peace with themselves, calm, collected, and focus on their task, not rare and big noises. So that's what the ethos of the martial arts mean. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because I worked at a particular club in West London for many years, and there were two boxers there. These guys worked together, you know, like Cannon and Ball. They're like two guys in the UK that always work together. Or Ant and Deck, again, two comedy guys in the UK that work together. I'm sure in Australia or the States, Africa, wherever you are, you've got your guys over there that do a similar thing. These two gentlemen always work together, yeah? They did the boxing in this particular club. Good boxers that they were, at least one of them were anyway, because one of the guys was going for a competition, a boxing bout, and he wanted some sparring partners, and he wanted somebody quick and nimble, and he chose me, and I was a bit, you know, I didn't want my face beaten up by these guys. I've got to keep my face nice and beautiful, looking nice for y'all out there when I'm teaching or when I'm going on videos. Can't have a flat boxer's nose, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I said, yeah, I'll go in with this guy. He's a nice guy, and he thumped pretty hard, and I learned a few things. Man, the stammer and that stuff was so different to my classes. Whoa, I was mashed up in a few rounds, but I was going back week in, week out, and I got better as it goes. So this goes to show that you need fitness for that particular sport. Anyway, diversing again. Let me get back into what I'm saying. So these guys ran the boxing in this club. And as I said, one of them was really good because I saw him fighting the other one. He just was training and his training seemed to be okay. He seemed to be knowledgeable and all that. Never saw him in action though. But then again, you see, there are many trainers that are good trainers, but you don't see him in action. They're just really good at coaching. And I like them. They're good guys. But I'm hearing that they're teaching, starting to teach a kickboxing class. Now, these guys can't stretch and they can't kick and they cannot do the things that warrants a kickboxer to do. And how they're going in to do kickboxing is totally beyond me. Now, I've got a thing about boxers starting up kickboxing classes. So I'm going to tell you here, right? This is not a thing that I've just come up with because these guys are doing what they're doing. It's a feeling and a something that I had years ago. There was a club called, I don't want to mention their name because naturally I don't want to be sued for by these guys. But let's just say there was a club over in a place called Walton, which is near me, near the Hampton Court Palace. There's a kickboxing club over there. These guys are all about boxing. Define kickboxing. What does kickboxing mean? Punching and kicking. You box and you kick. Put the two together, you get kickboxing. Let me give you a little background. When I started doing martial arts and going to competitions, the majority of the competitions were karate competitions. Yeah, you know, the white gi, the white suit, the big, thick, heavy white suit, not judo, karate, right? When the pants come halfway up their legs. So these guys used to run, have the bulk of the competitions throughout the UK. The kung fu guys, like myself, used to go to these competitions, and because kung fu had so many techniques, a whole repertoire of techniques, we used to go to these karate competitions, and our points would not be scored because they were using waka rules, where you stand at your fighting spot, the referee would say fight, you jump around a little, you go in, you hit, and you come out, and that's the point, and they'll stop the fight. If you did more than three or four strikes, or more than one strike, in fact, they wouldn't register the points going in, although you were allowed to do that. So what happened is that freestylers, that's the guys who were non-karate, started forming their own competitions. And hence, we had kickboxing competitions. Now, don't get kickboxing mixed up with Thai boxing because they're totally two different things, or Muay Thai. The kickboxing competitions were open to all stars, whether you're karate, taekwondo, kung fu, doesn't matter. Open to all stars. What you then had there were people breaking away from their traditional kung fu class or whatever class, karate class, and starting kickboxing clubs. Now, that's fine, and that was all right because those guys, the majority of them, I was saying, 90% of them, kept the tradition and the ethos of the martial arts, of their karate, of their kung fu, and the discipline and order was there. Where the problem arises, in my opinion, is when the boxers got involved. Now, boxing's a great sport. I love watching it. My dad used to have me stay up late at night watching the Ali fights and so on. I grew up on the stuff. But hey, a boxer going into kickboxing need to go to a martial arts school to learn how to do the kicks properly, right? You can't just throw out a leg here and there because there's a quality, there's a style, there's a way of doing this stuff. Just like when... But it doesn't necessarily work the other way around. I was just about to say, just like when a martial artist wants to do authentic kickboxing, they need to go and do a boxing club. That's not necessarily true because when you get, in a lot of cases it's true, but not all the time. It's not cut and dry as it sounds. You could be a martial artist, a kung fu practitioner, and without any boxing skills and do boxing because you have certain type of boxing or punching techniques within the martial arts. So you could go and do very well in a kickboxing competition with just the hand techniques you already know from your martial arts. You may get beaten up if you're a karate guy because you keep your hands a little too low. But if you're a kung fu guy where you pull your hands up a little bit more and you're used to using faster hands and combinations from any different direction, as long as you keep your fist closed, because in kung fu there's a lot of open hand techniques, you could punch from any direction and it's fine. It's safe to do that in kickboxing because in kickboxing you can use back fist, hammer fist strikes and all that stuff, right? Just got to keep, make sure that your fist is closed. So a martial artist can do a kickboxing competition without having authentic boxing skills. However, if you have those authentic boxing skills, you'll go a lot further. The technique for boxing is really unique. And if you learn how to throw your combinations and move like a boxer, and you've got your kicks involved in there as well, then you're going to do a whole lot better than if you just had your hand techniques from your martial arts style. Stands to reason, you understand that? And you karate guys out there, if you were a karate practitioner, I would strongly suggest that you go to a boxing club before you do a kickboxing competition because you'll get beaten up. You guys have your hands down too low. Yeah, I think Taekwondo the same as well. But Taekwondo, because they're such good kickers, they might even just pull it off, you know, without using so many hands. But yeah, I really admire the way those guys kick. They spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of stretching, I gotta say. But I'm talking about stretching. I'm coming back to the boxing thing now, because the boxers, unlike the martial artists, they don't stretch. Why? Because they don't stretching their legs anyway. They might stretch their upper body, but they don't think they need to stretch because they don't use their legs. They use them to stand up on and run around with and move out the way and evade and bend. And when they've got to do their slips and rolls, yes, the legs come into play. But the legs don't come into play as an offensive technique to throw a strike. They don't do it. So therefore, they have no need to stretch the adductor and the hamstrings. Yeah, and your groin and your pelvis and all that stuff. They don't have any need to stretch your lower body. So these guys are stiff as a board when it comes to the lower body as far as kicking goes. Now, unlike the martial artists that do hand techniques, the boxers don't do foot techniques. They don't do leg techniques. They don't kick. So if they don't kick, how on earth are you going to go open up a kickboxing class? Yeah? So what some of these guys do, which I also disagree with, and I'll tell you, I'll come to that in a minute. What they do, they learn some kicks. They might go to a club and they'll learn how to do the kicks, put the four basic kicks together, or they may watch YouTube or some other video or a media channel and find out, hook or by crook, how to do the kicks. Now, that's all well and good. And, you know, some of these guys may adapt to the kick very well. It can happen, right? Yeah, it can happen. You get a guy coming from boxing, never kicked before, and then learn to kick. Someone teaches him how to kick, and then he becomes a really good kicker and take to kickboxing like a duck to water. What he won't have, and I guarantee you this, is the ethos of the martial arts. What does the ethos mean? You're a sports person. Win, lose, or draw, you take it as it is. The referee's word is final. You don't argue back. Martial artists very rarely fight on the street. We are not hot-headed. We are calm. We are cool. We teach that stuff to our students. So we need to remain calm and cool ourselves. I don't see this in a lot of boxers. Kickboxers, martial artists are orderly in themselves also. When it comes to swearing and doing the right thing, that's a martial artist. I've dug into the karate guys and said some things about them, but credit where credit is due. You go to a karate club and you see these guys in such an orderly manner. When they're doing their drills up and down, their lines are straight, their punches are solid. You don't hear a word out of them other than us, us, which is when they're kiaing. They've got a lot of katas. What a kata is a pattern of moves that you do in sequence to a pretend fight. And these are executed quite sharply. Now, this is all part of the discipline. This is all part of the structure. This is all part of keeping yourself in perfect harmony with the universe. Boxers don't have this. I've had boxers in my class before and they can't keep still. Kung Fu practitioners are used to staying still for minutes, long periods of minutes at a time. They're used to breaking their moves down piece by piece. Yes, I know you do it in boxing, but boxers are constantly firing up their fast twitch fibers. And I think you need both your fast and slow twitch fibers to act. Yeah, to get perfect harmony, yin and yang. As this podcast is being recorded, I've got a 24-year-old daughter. I could tell you her name, Jasmine. Now, if you go to Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, episode 14, you would hear her having an interview, right? I wouldn't call it an interview. I just call it a little chit-chat between father and daughter. And then you get an insight into some of the training methods and stuff we used to go through and what she went through. But, you know, she said to me once when she was having trouble dealing with some of her emotions, and she said, I got to go back to martial arts, Daddy. I cannot deal with my emotions unless I do that. I need to vent my emotions through the martial arts, through the kung fu and kickboxing. And she did that, and she was way more adjusted. She tends to find that now through dancing, because she's a dancer also. You know, one of the same thing, you've got a channel, and that's what martial arts do for you. And boxing does that as well, in all fairness. It's a channel of energy through you. But martial arts, particularly kung fu, karate, maybe taekwondo as well, It gives you the grounding. If you're in the army, it's that kind of discipline. Back up straight. Tension stands, as you would see when you go to Buckingham Palace or any other military establishment, where you stand with your hands by your side and your heels touching, your legs together, and your back's upright, and you're pushing your chest out and holding your chin up. This is all discipline, and it's also conditioning you in order for you not to be a defeatist, not looking down at the ground, thinking you don't want to look in anyone's eye. Stand up with your back straight. Make yourself tall. Martial arts also gives you a thought process that differs you from most of your peers out there. Now, you've heard me talk about fixed mindset and growth mindset. Now, I believe most boxers have a fixed mindset, right? This is the way boxing is, and this is how you do it. You have your guard up, you punch out, you throw your jab, you cross, you hook, your uppercut. We tend to have more of, I'm generalizing here, as you know, but martial artists tend to have more of a growth mindset that, no, you can punch out like this and hit like that, but there are hundreds of different ways to do it. And we play around with those. Not to say we don't master the basics, but we also play around and knowing that there are different ways to throw a jab, throw a cross, and so on. Yeah? So it just makes you a rounder person. And also, martial arts is a lifestyle. You know, let me give you a little story here. I had a girl, well, I've had many girlfriends, but one in particular, when I was dating in my very early years, I liked this girl a lot. She was so beautiful. We were going out. It was a Friday night. We were going out. I said to her, meet me at Dance Attic. She said, what's Dance Attic? Is it a club? I said, yeah, it's a club. And I told her where it is. And she met me there and she said, well, all done up, looking nice, looking beautiful with the heels and the makeup and everything. She met me there and she said, where's the music? I said, it's a fitness club. It's a dance studio. She said, what are we doing here? I said, I got to go training. She said, what? I said, yeah, I got to go training. You coming with me, you sit down there and I got to train for an hour or two. Yeah, I had to do my kickboxing class. Back then, it was my kung fu class with Master Tony Lloyd and Nigel Eustace and those guys out there. So she came in and she saw me do the training and she was intrigued, actually. She had a good time watching it, watching all the guys. Yeah, she was watching the men, man. Whether she was watching me or not, I don't know. Don't know about that. But we hung around for a while. We hung around. We were there. We were seeing each other for about 2 years or so. The moral of that story is that it's a way of life. It's a way of my life. We had to get that training in first. Yeah, I trained 4 days a week, going to my kung fu class 4 days a week. It was part of my life. I've said that already, but what I mean is that I lived it. So anything that we were taught in the way of mental discipline, we brought that over into our everyday lives. If you're calm in the club, you're calm outside, right? We're not schizophrenic. So I have this thing that I'm not too pleased with and I don't like it too much when I see these boxers opening up kickboxing clubs because it's not the authenticity and they do not have the discipline and ethos of the martial arts. And that's what it's all about. Ultimately, it's not about the fighting. It's about how better of a person you can be. Are you in sync with yourself? Are you at peace with yourself? Can you spend time alone with yourself? Can you spend great lengths of time with other people without getting annoyed? That's what being in peace or having peace with yourself is all about. Get where I'm coming from? Christmas is coming up soon and we're going to have some great chats. You and I are going to have some great conversations over this beautiful festive season. You stay good until I catch you next time. My name is Noel Michael Smith and you are listening to Bogus Kickboxers, and there are a lot of them out there. Beware of the bogus kickboxer. I see you. My name is Noel Michael Smith, signing out. Bo.